Get up. Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
Sculptures by the Sea launches tomorrow.
Mm.
Have you seen, like, I'm always amazed by some of the stuff that I...
It is amazing.
I don't see any, you know, oversized goon bags this year. That was one of one of the standout ones.
Was it?
Yeah, somebody made, like, not...
Was it meant to be a goon bag or you just thought it was?
It was meant to be. Oh, okay. I don't think you could, by mistake, make something that resembles a goon bag that's as big as a house.
Okay.
Yeah, that was very strange.
Cool, Australian. I'm looking forward to it then.
It's always cool. Yeah, I don't know that it was full, just okay. Quietly. Yeah.
Bugger.
Sorry to get your hopes up. If you're a bloke and you love milk, can I suggest you check out Blokes and Their Milk? A Facebook page dedicated to dairy.
What?
And blokes who like to scull it from, like, yard glasses and scull stuff
it.
Like that. Yeah.
Large. Is that a... Do you have to scull it?
Well, they want a kind of impressive and different photos of you and your milk.
Enjoying your milk.
Created by a bunch of Victorian teens, the page is apparently... They call it a safe space.
A safe
where
space.
Members feel safe to share photos of themselves consuming milk with the rest of the milking community.
Oh, my God. The milking community.
There are some rules. Flavoured milks and Milo are allowed.
Of course, chalky milk has to be in there.
But soy, almond and milk alternatives not.
Oh, so if you're lactose intolerant but love your milk, you're not allowed.
It is all about the cow. Though, weirdly, they are okay with breast milk. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's a butt that you can have baby pics of babies getting their feed. Some speculate it was inspired by another popular Facebook page called Blokes and Their Ice Cream, which has about 62,000 members.
Mm.
So anyway, that's my afternoon sorted.
Oh.
Sunday at Manjar Markets, we'll be hosting our final heat for Coast Factor.
Coast Factor.
So feel free to come on down. Nikki won't be singing.
I can if you want.
You can, but maybe we'll save that for the final. Because that's the other thing. Show your support in the last heat and then be there as we unveil the stars of the future at Coatfest.
There's
March
no
16.
Business like show business.
I thought we were going to do a Wiggles song.
Were we? I thought we were doing Kermit.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of things, a lot of ideas out there right now. You
we'll
won't
do a
wanna,
whole show.
You won't want to miss it. There won't be room for anyone else.
Oh, dear.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With your friendly broadcasting operative, Nikki Parkinson.
Hi. The real Slim Shady definitely stood up for Perth last night, performing live at Optus Stadium in front of 60,500 fans.
That's an impressive turnout.
It definitely is. This was Eminem's first ever visit to Perth, and he made it one to remember, performing over 30 of his biggest hits to the sold-out crowd.
Yeah, that almost sounds like, you know, listening to the CD.
Yeah.
Next door.
Next door. Well, two suburbs away. It was the second biggest turnout in Perth's history to a concert, behind Adele's 65,000 ticket record in 2017.
Wow. Does that make her bigger than the Beatles?
I guess so.
Well, that was bigger than the Beatles' Perth show.
There you go.
Mm.
Well, then yes.
Because for those following at home, the Beatles never came to Perth.
Oprah Winfrey is recording a Q&A with two men who accuse Michael Jackson of sexual abuse in the Leaving Neverland documentary. This is going to air straight after the documentary airs next week as well. It's called Oprah Winfrey Presents After Neverland. So we'll have to wait and see what she has to say after the documentary.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Now, Lady Gaga and Madonna have gone viral after posing for a photo together at an Oscars after party thrown by Madonna's manager. "Don't mess with Italian girls" is what Madonna captioned the snap on Instagram. Gaga is holding her Oscar she won for Shallow in the Peak while still wearing her black awards show dress. It seems the two have finally buried their beef.
Hey.
Thank goodness for that.
Good, because when she grows up, she's going to be Madonna. You realise that,
yeah,
don't you, Lady
she will.
Gaga?
When I grow up, I want to be Madonna. And Taylor Swift's fans think she's close to releasing her seventh album after a pair of cryptic Instagram posts over the weekend. One featured Swift sitting on the seventh stair of a staircase, while another featured seven palm trees.
Sorry, did you say this will be her seventh album? Is that why?
No, it's her eighth. Swift's next album is rumored to be called TS7.
Uh-huh. Mm. Oh, I see. No,
Taylor Swift 7.
Yeah, no, I got there.
See what she did there?
Yeah. I had to think about it, but I got there.
She's one of the seven wonders of the world, didn't you know?
She's right after the pyramids.